So we're learning about the halacha of the mini shmita of Shloshim Yom. Amar es chaber stam, eino eshoi l'tobo pochus miram yom. The Gemara initially suggested it's limited to milva b'shtar, based on an umdina of lo tarach inish, to write a shtar for less than 30 days. The Gemara ends up by saying that even by milva alper, the halacha is the same. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk in connection to Shmitas Ksafim of Karva Shnas HaSheva Shnas HaShmita. The redundancy of the pasuk is teaching us that there's another thing that's equivalent to Shnas HaShmita, and that is the Lamed Yom that we're discussing, since Lamed Yom B'Shana Kavishana. So we know that there's this halacha that just as a regular Shmitas Ksafim, there's a din that the Malva can't collect the Chov after Shmita, so we have this halacha of Lamed Yom, which is equated with that. So we presented yesterday two ways to understand this halacha. Is it based on an umdina? That the assumption is that when someone gives a loan, he's thinking lamed yom. Initially, the Gemara thought it was limited to milva b'shtar, based on an umdina, after all, that a person wouldn't bother writing a shtar for less than lamed yom. So maybe after we say the halacha is milva alpeh as well, it's also based on an umdina, that not just milva b'shtar based on the specific umdina of the Gemara, but we assume that all halvos are based on such an understanding. Implicit in the halva is that you have it for lamed yom. What do you need a pasuk for that? No, the pasuk is like an asmachta, it's not a real drasha, it's a way of getting the halacha out. And the halacha, maybe the umdina is not such a clear-cut umdina, you wouldn't have necessarily assumed that it's true. So we have the drasha of sorts that teaches us that the umdina applies here as well. That's the sense that you get when you see the discussion in the Rishonim regarding she'ela, schiras, whether the halacha applies as well by she'ela schiras, and there's svaras l'chalek, maybe only by milveh, because the money is going to be spent, and he has to get other money, so that's why shloshim yom, but the she'ela where the thing is be'en, so therefore maybe it's not true. That would suggest that the discussion revolves around an umdina. However, when we read the Rambam, we got a very different impression. The Rambam seems to suggest that this is based on a gzeiras hakasav, it's a din. First of all, the Rambam, at the end of that halacha, when he codifies this din, he says that if the malveh stipulates she'itva b'chosman she'yirtse, yesh lo tova b'yomo, she'tnai mamanhu. The Rambam says that if the malveh says specifically that I want to demand payment even the same day, then he can do that based on tnai mamanhu. No, we have to get to the exact case that Rambam is talking about, the way that many seem to assume, the Pesach Rav apparently assumed that the Rambam means that he's koveas man for less than 30 days. We had a different understanding. But either way, the diuk is a valid diuk, that the Rambam tells us that if a person stipulates that he would demand payment even before 30 days, it works because it's tnai mamun. No, Rabosai, the entire halacha that you need to wait lamed yom is based on an umdina, so what do you need to tell me that the reason why, if he says explicitly, I want to collect immediately, even within 30 days, it's because of tnai mamun? I'm overriding something in the Torah? What do you mean? The whole halacha to begin with was an umdina, that you assume the person grants 30 days for the person to have to pay for the lover to repay. So what's the question? Obviously, if he says that I want to get paid earlier, or I have a right to demand payment earlier, so obviously that's what I said. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. You don't come out to tnai mamun. Obviously, you see in the Rambam that there's some kind of halacha. Some kind of a halacha that we see in this pasuk. The Torah is teaching us that there's a mini shmita. There's a level of shmita that's chal, some aspect of shmita's ksafim that takes effect. Kol lamed yom. And that's based on that. That's why the malveh is not to be toveya. But says the Rambam, if he stipulates explicitly that I want to be able to toveya toch lamed, that works. That's one Rambam. The other Rambam, later in Malvalova, that the Biskur Rav is medayik from, the Rambam talks about a case of collecting from an Arev, and the Rambam says that when the Malva is going to go to the Arev because the Lova didn't have assets, he has to also wait 30 days because the koach of the Arev is no less than that of the Lova. L'chaira, if the halacha that we're learning here is based on an umdina, So the umdin is obviously relevant to the malve and the love. When the loan is extended, that's the understanding. How can you carry over the quote-unquote schus of the love over to the arev? The whole umdin is specific to the love. So you see in the Rambam, two Rambams together, that this halacha is a halacha. It's not just that the Torah is megala, that we assume the umdin applies all the time. Now that we know that it's a halacha, according to the Rambam, what's the nature of the halacha? What is it that we find by Shmitas Ksafin that is carried over to this Lamed Yom period? What exactly is the nature of this halacha? One can consider various possibilities. We know by Shmitas Ksafin that there's a halacha of lo yigos in the form of a lav. Lo yigos. It's a mitzvah shamot, and it's a lav of lo yigos. The Torah forbids the malveh from demanding payment after Shemitah. There's a violation of a lav in the Torah. One could have thought that when we learn out this halacha, kavash nasasevash nasas Shemitah, that lamed yom eino yachal letovo. So there's also an iser that the Torah imposes that we learn out of this drasha that the malveh is not allowed to be toveya. I wouldn't call it an iser lav because it's not written the lashon lav in the pasuk. It's written as a hekesh, so the hekesh can't make it a lav. The hekesh can just tell me that just like we have an iser in the context of regular shmitas ksafim, so we have an iser. The Torah wants you to know it's usher for the malveh to be toveya. One could have thought that that's what it is. In terms of whether there's also a restriction for the malveh to be toveya separate from the iser to be toveya, that we can speculate. To some extent, that would depend on whether there is such a thing by Shemitah. What exactly happens after Shemitah? When Shemitah comes and goes. So what is it now that the Torah has said? The malveh is not able to be toveya the chov. He's not allowed to, but he's not able to. But why isn't he able to? So the way we always were trained to think about it, the malveh is not able to do it because there's no chov to collect. If he takes the chov, he's gozel, he's bilingual sigzel. Minchas chinuch in the mitzvah shmita tzav assumes that way. The malveh is going to forcibly take the chov from the loveh after Shemitah came and canceled it. He's a gazlan, right? There's no chov to collect. He's just taking someone's money. No, if that's what happens by Shemitah, it's hard to carry that over to the Lamed Yom that the Torah says is like a Shemitah, because don't tell me that during the Lamed Yom there's no chov. The fact that there's going to be payment of the chov after Lamed Yom shows me there is a chov here. It's just not collectible. So you can't say that the nature of the inability of the malveh to collect after Shemitah is what you have over here. Because the fact that the malveh is unable to collect the chov after Shemitah is because there is no chov to collect, and here there is a chov to collect. So then you're going to have to say that all you have is just the isser, perhaps, the isser aspect of not collecting. Technically there's a chov here, but the Torah says you're not allowed to. However, when it comes to Shemitah, we consider the possibility that it's not the pshat that the chov disappeared. We had many rayas, Nachum's famous yisod from the various gemaras, that we saw some of them. The chov exists. There was Mamoni Gabach, technically is a chov, and if the lover pays it, he's paying the chov. It's not pure matana, it's ke'en matana, the Rishonim say. It's not really a total gift. The Torah took away the ability that the malveh has to access the chov, to leverage the chov, to be toveya the chov. And that's part of the lo yigos. Of course, there's an iser also, but by Shemitas Ksafin. But the malveh lost its power to leverage the lover to pay the chov. The chov exists. Now, once we establish that that's what happens after Shemitah, one could certainly transfer that over to our halacha, that the Lamed Yom is a period like Shemitah, that the malveh lost his koach to be toveya. But he only lost it insofar as Lamed Yom is concerned. For after Lamed Yom, he retains his koach atviya, but it's a circumscribed limitation on his koach atviya. That the period of Lamed Yom, he lost his koach atviya. Is there an iser as well? So now you can consider maybe there is, but maybe there isn't. Maybe all that the Torah says is something about this Lamed Yom is similar to Shemitah. Does it have to also lead to an iser? Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe once we establish Shemitah is is not just about an iser, but it's about losing the koach of accessing the chob that exists. And we can apply that to the Lamed Yom. Now we don't know that it has to be an iser. And this is where things get very interesting. I looked again at the Brisker Rav. There's a couple of things that he said that we didn't learn exactly that way. We took the basic approach in seeing the Rambam as distinct from being an umdina. That is clear. But the way that he ends up, it would seem, let me tell over how he says it, and he doesn't use the Lashon Issa, but he says as follows. I understand why he says it, in a sense, because his assumption was, and this will take us to the end of the Rambam now. The Rambam concludes by saying that if you stipulate that I want to be Tovea even the Yomo, even within Lamed Yom, so then he can be Tovea even within Lamed Yom, Shetnai Mamonhu. So we were bothered by, why does the Rambam need to say Shetnai Mamonhu? If it's based on an Umdina, obviously there's no Umdina here. The Brisker Rav has the question formulated as follows. He says, what does the Rambam have to talk about Tnai Mamonhu? If he says, I mean, Tovea Kozman Sheyirtse, so it's not a Stan Milva. The Rambam, a minute before, says, Stan Milva, Shloshim Yom. So now he says, Yitva Kozman Sheyirtse, it's not a Stan Milva. In other words, what I see here is that the Brisker Rav read the end of the Rambam that saying, I want to be Tovea Kozman Sheyirtse, is a way of saying, I mean, Kovea Zman. I'm lending you for a day or for any point. That's the kfiyas man of the chov. No, so that's not stam milva. Moreover, so the Brisker Rav learns as follows. You see, and I think he was guarded by the other Rambam by Arev. This we're going to have to figure out for ourselves what to do with that, because he assumes as follows. It's a halach. It's not an umdina. What is this halach that the Torah is teaching us with this drasha of Karash Nasash Nasash Mitzvah? This halacha is Gzeiras HaKasuv, he writes, B'chol halva'os she'enu rashoi l'tavo. It's said over. Every word of the Brisker Rav is precise. Thank you. The Briskers are very careful in how they write. Rav Chaim didn't write very much, but everything he wrote in the Sefer was gone over hundreds of times, probably. Every word and how it's formulated is, you know, bedikto gado, and so too the Brisker Rav. So he writes, Gzeiras HaKasa b'chol halvos she'enu rashoi l'tovo. What he's saying is he's learning this halacha of Lamed Yom, it's halacha b'chol halvos. And therefore, there's a halacha by every halva that Lamed Yom has a din like a Shemitah's Ksafin. It's equated with Shemitah's Ksafin. Therefore, he says, I understand both Rambams. Namely, I understand that the Rambam can say that I need a Tnai Mamon to override. Because to go ahead and say that I want to be Koveya Chov for to collect even within 30 days, Toch Lamed, Kozman Sheyirtse, is to say against the Torah. Because the Torah says that kol lamed yom of every halva, you can't be tovea. So your Rambam needs to come on to Tnai Mamon. This is this Rambam, and the other Rambam, who talks about an arev, is also now relevant, because since there's a halacha that the rova has a schus, part of the halacha is that the rova has a schus, the malva can't be tovea toch lamed. The Rambam says the schus that the rova has carries over to the arev. The arev is no less shaykh to that schus than the lov is. And then he goes what seems to be a step further, and he wants to medayik in the language of the Rambam, but this is where I think I see in the Brisker Rav something of an indication that he learns that there's an iser here as well. I say as well, because it's also that the malva can't collect, he lost his koach hatviyah, but beyond that, it's also aser. He doesn't use the word aser, but he wants to say, I read you some of the key words here. He says, there's a difference between this halacha when it relates to the arev and when it relates to the lover. He says as follows. When it comes to the lover, there's a couple of lines here. The gabi lover atzmo, There's number one, the fact that the malveh has no schus l'tavo. The malveh has no schus. To me, what does that mean? That he doesn't have a koach atviyah. The malveh has no schus l'tavo. Od hu gam b'yisodino gam chalos din ala malveh she'en rashoi l'tavo. It's also a chalos din and the malveh she'en rashoi. What does that mean? He has no schus and en rashoi. I don't know what I'm missing here, but what is Ein Rashay over above the English chus? Isser. It sounds like. You know, he has no schus letavo and Ein Rashay letavo. And that's what comes out of the pasuk of Shkarish Nasa Shef Nasa Shemitah. Masha'en kentas the biskir of Allah Arev, the whole halacha is Ein Yachali para mimenu adzman zeh. Because he shouldn't have a lesser koach than the lover. So that means that what carries over to the Arev is that the Malveh has no schus l'tovo. But what wouldn't exist by the Arev is that there's an Issa. The Iker Chalos Hadin Shel Gavi Malveh, that means Iker Chalos Hadin, meaning that Eina Rashoi Lo Shayach Ba'arev. Again, I could be wrong. It could be that Eina Rashoi means something different. I don't know what it would mean exactly. The Iker Hadin Nemro Gabi Lovu Gabi. He's trying to show some kind of a distinction. I'm not learning it up right, but you have to tell me other pshat. Certainly, there are other achronim that when it's an Isser. We'll get to that. But Biskarov doesn't use the word Isser. It's a little bit hard to pin it down. He's trying to separate the two levels. Something by the Arev is the same as by the Lovu, and something by the Lovu is different and does not apply to the Arev. The Schus that the Lovu has, or that the Malveh can't have, that's applicable to the Arv as well, because Arv is no less than the Loveh. But this Chalos Din on the Malveh, She'en HaRashoi, that's specific to vis-a-vis the Loveh, not vis-a-vis the Arv. Therefore, he says, that's the Shinu Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam here writes, Eino Yachol Tavo, and by the Arv, what is the Rambam's language? By the Arv, what? Eino Yachol Para. And he says, by the Arab, it doesn't say anything about Tanaid Mammon. Okay, listen, this is what he writes. You have to know, if they learn up the Brisker Rav well, and the Mephalpo. We thought a little bit different, and let's just present why we said differently. Again, just part of the Koach of Torah is to be able to say what you think and how it resonates for you. So, again, we're going to use the Brisker Rav in some respect, but not, obviously, the way he exactly said it. And we thought as follows, that nowhere in the Rambam, maybe he didn't mean this, but if he did, then we have what to ask. The Rambam didn't seem to say anywhere in this halacha that there's an iser of the malveh to collect tochlam. The Rambam, from the very beginning, speaks about the fact that the malveh has no ability to be tover toch zmano, if there's a kviyas zman. And the Ram continues to stand over Shoshim Yom. So that means that the Malveh has no koach to be Tobeah. Doesn't say anything about Issa. Then the Rambam concludes by saying, Im hisna sheyitva b'chozman sheyirtza, yesh lo tovo b'yom moshet nai mamon. And here, we can again start questioning what the Rambam means by this last sentence. The way the Achronim took it to mean that he's Koveah's man, the Ram didn't say those words. He didn't say he was Koveah's man, that he could collect any time. The Rambam said in the beginning of the halacha, "Hamavas chaver b'kavah lo zman l'poro, ein yachol tov etzof hazman." When the Rambam says in the beginning of the halacha, "Kavah lo zman," he didn't say it has to be more than 30 days. Nowhere did the Rambam say or imply even that you can't be kavah zman for a week or a day. I would argue that if the Rambam says in the beginning, "Kavah lo zman l'poro," it could be 2 weeks also. In other words, this is where, again, the Brisker Rav would assume not that way. He holds chol havos, there's halach of lamed yom. No, there's a drasha of Koresh Nasa Shemitah. That drasha, the Gemara says, is going on what? When is there halach of lamed yom that's equated with Shemitah? What type of loan? What is the Torah? What's the Ukimta in the Pasuk? No? Stam hava. Stam hava. So, to the extent that even though the Rambam is not working with Umdin, I understand that. We're working with Gzeiras HaKasuv, but the Gzeiras HaKasuv is for Stam Halva. How long is it for? No one said anything. Just gave it to you. So what does the rabbi mean at the end? When he says, Im hisna sheyitva alchozma sheyirtze yeshko letova b'yomo, sheyitnei mamon, he says like this, the Malva gives a lot of money. For how long? I don't know. But the Malva puts in a t'nai that I want to be toveya you, kozman sheyirtze. So we're talking within the framework of a stam halva. Here's where the Ram needs the idea of t'nai mamon. Because you want to override the halacha, which again I don't think is an iser, that I never said iser, but the halacha that is a ke'en shmita, that's chal for lamed yom, by stam halva, we're talking about a stam halva, and it, within the stam halva you're saying, I want to be able to reserve the right to be tovea you, even within lamed yom. So then even on that same day, he could do it, because it's an imam, that couldn't work, according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Yehuda. But if I'm kovea as man, then we never have the Gzeiras HaKasav to begin with. Now, the only, some of the difficult fallout of this will be a few things. First of all, so then what happens by Arev now? Why does the Rambam tell us by Arev he has to wait 30 days? The Biskei Rav is Medayik from the Lashon of Rambam that the Rambam is basing himself on this Gemara. The Rambam is saying it's the Koach of the Arev should be no less than the Lover. Now, according to the Biskei Rav, every halva by Malva to a Lover has a din that for Lamed Yom you can't collect. So Me'mela, by an Arev, the same halacha would apply. The way that we're learning the Rambam, the halacha by Malva to Lover is only in case of Stam Halva. So it comes out the Rambam is taking the halacha that exists by Malva to Lover of Stam Halva and applying it to an Arev in every situation. That's interesting. Why should that be? There's what to say. There's what to think about. It may be only by a stam halva. Obviously, you can hear that maybe not, because stam halva has been again malva and a lova. By an arev, it's like every situation is like ki'ilu a default. A default is stam halva. The arev is only when it's going to come to the situation. The lova defaulted. Default in the case where it's like stam. You know, now I have to know what halach is. So we put in the category of a malva lova stam halva. Okay, but it's interesting. It comes out that there never was a halacha of not being tovei lamed yom in general. It's a specific idea to a stam halva. Just literally a second, maybe I'm going to answer your question. People are hacking a lot. So like, what does it mean? Isn't semantics? The Rambam says, he reserves the right to be tovei even within lamed yom, kozman sheyirtze, but we're saying it means by stam halva. What is that? It's linguistic gymnastics. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean you're tovei as man? Like, what, you're saying I collect any time. So that means that the halva is until I come and demand payment. I mean, we were medayik the lashon of Torah, though. The Torah is mashmed, it's the stam of us. What does it mean? So, it means as follows. If a person is koveas man, that this is when I'm lending you, until this time. Comes that date. The malva is not yet knocking on the door of the lova. He's not coming to take him to Beis Din. But Rabosai, does the lova have an obligation to pay now? Yes or no? Yes. Until now he didn't. So that's where it's Nogeya. So what we're saying is still relevant. In other words, the case is Stam Hava, the end of the Rambam. The Stam Hava is Shloshim Yom, which means until Shloshim Yom, the Lovet doesn't have to feel a moral obligation to pay. It's not the due date. But should the Malva come to Tovea, he has a right to be Tovea. That's my mom. Now, again, it may still seem a little bit too brisker, you know, in a certain way. Like, so maybe I could give it a little more of a time now. Until now, we're assuming that Umdin is one approach, and then we have the Torah, there's a Kasuv. I don't know, maybe we can sort of blur the line a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. In other words, when the Torah says, Stam Alvar Shloshim Yom, could be, the pshat is, the Torah is establishing that when you give a halva without specifying, then why would we say Lamashal Lamed Yom would be an umdina? Why? Because the Lover and the Malver, they understand that the Lover should have a little time to have the money to do what he wants with it. So a halva that would be viewed as a appropriate halva, a halva tova, geshmaka halva that you can see that, oh, that's a loan. 30 days. Less than that, come on, I'll give it back right away. So that's where he took umdina. when you have a gzeiras, like, and one could have said the umdin is by shtar, not by milval peh. So now we could say maybe there is an umdin milval peh. If you learn that it's a gzeiras akasuv, the pshat is the Torah says that when you don't fix the time for the due date, then the assumption is going to be the Torah wants to establish a stam halva is a halva tova. Not stam, you know, stam halva shosim yom, let's meet, chodesh shosim yom, shana koi, shana zel. We understand that there's something to 30 days in halva that makes logical sense. We're not totally like, you know, ignoring that what lies behind an umdina. But it's not predicated on umdina. In other words, it's predicated on the Torah. What the Torah is saying is that when you offer a loan and you don't specify, then we're going to establish that chof to be within the classification of a halva that's viewed, that's considered to be a sound halva, namely a halva of lamed yom. Okay, but that doesn't preclude the possibility that somebody could say specifically to the lover, listen, I want to lend you for a day or for a week. No, if that's what you said, that's what you said. So we're not changing anything in terms of the actual variables. We're just trying to give a little more of an understanding in what the Torah said. But again, within the situation that it's defined as a halva of lamed yom, because that's a normal sound halva, if the malva wants to step in and create his own terms that I should be allowed to be tovea tochazman, no, that's considered nashav mamon. So that's more or less, I wanted just to clarify this biskarav and how that differentiates itself from the way we were saying it. Again, you can see that there's rough edges a little bit, but I think basically we see a mahalach in the Rambam as distinct from, let's say, what we wanted to say earlier, although it's beginning to, what we said now, blurs a little bit the distinction between umdina and the gzeiras hakasuv. Umasho, after the gzeiras hakasuv, in other words, does milva b'shtar, does it still have to do with somehow an umdina as well, or that's totally not relevant anymore? That person wouldn't write a shtar for less than 3 days. Is that still encompassed by the Torah, or is it like we fall away completely from every aspect of umdina? Or is the Torah sort of like codifying what would otherwise have been something of an umdina in some way, but the Torah still gives it like more of a concrete formulation as opposed to just predicated on what people think and what people assume? Okay, did I answer your question or no? No.
But all right, couldn't you just say that, just like you give the Lover 30 days to, after he says, after basically comes and tells him that you're okay, the Lover can then say, I give you 30 days and I'll pay you back.
Right.
So he has 60 days. So the last 30 days we were talking about. So for the
Arev,
well,
it's
he has 30 days of the first of
Alva,
and then 30 days to pay back.
Yeah. Well, no, but because the case of who says the 30 days of Alva—that's the question. The case of the Arev could have been a case of a 10-year loan. 10 years come, you tobear the lover, he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have what to pay. So then you have 30 days before you can cut from the Arev.
I thought Rabbi says that in a different Alva.
The Magen Mishnah is different than the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav quotes the Magen Mishnah. He wants to learn different pshat in the Ram. The Magen Mishnah brings that that's a side point. The Magen Mishnah's pshat in the Ram by Arv is not the way that we're learning pshat by Arv. The Brisker Rav quotes the Magen Mishnah, but he doesn't think that that's correct pshat in the Ram by Arv. That's what you're getting, I think, getting confused by. The Magen Mishnah quotes is man based in. It's man based in Lamed Yom. Biskarov says, if that's the case, why would the Ram compare it to the Lover? It's a different halacha, unrelated to the din of Lamed Yom of the Lover. So therefore, he learns that the Ram doesn't mean what the Magen Mishnah says, and therefore he says it's a halacha that the Ram is taking from our Gemara and extending that halacha to Arev.
But why can't we say by the Arev that he has 30 days to collect money? It's like the Lover has 30 days to collect.
Yep. So he's saying, what's the shakasha, what I asked? No. I mean, I was saying that Lamaisa, the case, the whole halach of Shloshim Yom by the Lover was in a case of a Stam Hova. So if this case of the, why would we compare the collecting from the Arif to a Stam Hova? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, because we're not comparing that. We're not comparing the Stam Hova. We're comparing 30 days that the Lover has to get the money.
Right, but I'm saying, but if you're saying that, then you end up saying like the Brisker Rav, then you end up saying that every single chov should have in it halach of Shloshim Yom. But I'm learning that it's only by Stam Avah that the Torah gave this halacha of Shloshim Yom. The Brisker Rav was saying that every Avah is new halacha exists that you can't collect for Shloshim Yom. And I understand by Rav be the same thing. We take it from Rav. But the way we're saying it, it's only halacha by Stam Nova. So the Torah didn't automatically say that we give the Rav 30 days to pay. If it's not a Stam Nova, then there is no such halacha.
Is it possible that we're talking about two different 30 days?
What do you mean?
We're just saying that we're talking about the 30 days, the first 30 days, but a little bit, that the Xeris HaKadosh that applies everywhere is of 30 days is the 30 days which he has to pay. But now we're talking about they already went to Beis Din and was already.
Right.
And so now Beis Din, I think Rabbi Baruch Kama says that he's able, Beis Din gives him 30 days to bring together money, and that's what the Magid Mishnah quotes, I think.
Right, but again, you have to get into the details. That's where the Brisker Rav goes different than the Magid Mishnah. Again, you look at the Brisker Rav, you've seen the beginning of the piece. He wants the Rimshat and the Rambam different than what the Magid Mishnah says. So let's leave that point as a side point. Yeah?
We see that Israel doesn't come here also, then how do we explain the different Lashonos and two Rambams?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying, as I say, you have advantages. Usually, that it says Yifra here. It says okay, Yitra and Yifra. Okay, but again, the advantage to us is that the Ram never said something of an Isser, and the Rambam and the tour that we brought was Mefurish, that the Rambam's ending was not a case of Kavir Zman, and it's hard to imagine Rav Meir would not accept a Kavir Zman of less than 30 days. You need to come on to Rav Yehuda, to Aisha ben Mamun, and the Rambam's mashma can the tour. It's case of Stan Milver. Yeah.
For the Brisker Rav, we still have that question about Rabbi Meir.
I think so. You still have that question. Yeah, I think so. Asur Shmuel Zavsky is my rechos on the Brisker Rav. There's a lot to say. I want to go to the Bach now. Okay, let's go to the Bach. The Bach is a very famous Marim Malkum on this Inyan of Stam Avah Shloshim Yom. So I didn't give you the Bach. I gave you the Minchas Chinuch who quotes the Bach. The Bach is in Simen Samach Zayin. Shmitas Ksaf in Puzbo. The Bach says a very interesting chiddush. You see, let's take it in the other direction. There's a comment of the Rashash here, a small comment of the Rashash. Why is this Gemara here? Why are we reading this Gemara based in Makis? Tana Hamalus Chaver Stam Meshet Tavos Laya. Why are we learning this? Why is it appear in our Gemara in this context? Okay, so the simple answer, yes, Shmidus Ksafim. Okay, good. We talked about Shmidus Ksafim in earlier in the Amud, in terms of how well the Shloshi Lass Hashanim, and in terms of Nasrut Hashanim Shvi. Okay, so Shmidus Ksafim. Says the Rashash, perhaps as follows. Nearly the Samach Zelikan, why talk about the Lamed Yom Halacha? The Nafka Mina Gamkein. The Indian dem hovau pachas mishloshim yom kol dem motzai shvius ein shvius mishamtaso laika de amri umizek sasad psak rabbeinu tam. Okay, what does the Rashash say? The Gemara began right after the Mishnah with two lishonos of Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hamal v'schaber le'eser shanim. The due date is in 10 years. So do we say that Shvius Misham Taso or not? What's the Shaila? Because Shemitah is Chal within the time frame of the Chov, which is not yet due. At the time that Shemitah is Chal, the Chov is not yet collectible because it's Eser Shanim. So there's no Lo Yigos at the time of Shemitah. So that's why the second Lashon of Avudah Mashmul says, if there's no go yigos, then there's no din of Shemitah's Ksafim. So Meir comes 10 years, can collect the Chov. The first Lashon disagrees and says, even though now it's no go yigos during Shemitah, but since it's going to come with the lo yigos at the time of 10 years, it's collectible. So therefore, that's good enough that Shemitah can take effect and have its halacha that it cancels the Chov. So two Rishonim in the Gemara. There was a debate in Rishonim how to pasken, right? Ul Chazar, right? Ul Chazar from the week. So we have one of the Asharos of Shavuos, Rabbi Eliyahu Hazaken, and the way that he wrote the poem, right? Zman Esa Ki Alvenu, Bachatzi Yom Avi Azvenu. No, in the middle of the chov of 10 years, you're going to abandon the chov because Shvius is Meshamet. He holds like the first Lashon. Rabbeinu Tam felt that since the Mishnah was a siyua to the second Lashon, so he felt we should pass like the second Lashon. So he was Magia the poem, the Lo B'Mishpat, right? Based on another pasuk, Osa B'Lo B'Mishpat B'Chatzi Yom Yazdan. It's not correct. The Shvius would not be Meshamet the chov. Says the Rashash, why is this Gemara here? Because there'll be a nafkamina as follows. Since we say a halacha that stam hamvah shloshim yom, and you can't collect the chol for shloshim yom, so what if the end of Shemitah, which is how most Rishonim assume is when you have the chalos Shemitah, of Shemitah suffering by the end of Shemitah, so if the end of Shemitah is chal, within the window of 30 days of the Chov. Someone extends a Chov and it's halfway through Elul, to Chodesh Elul, of Shnasa Shemitah. So now comes the point that Shemitah should be Meshamet, and you're still within the window of 30 days. No, now another 2 weeks goes by, now it's Erev Sukkis, right? And now it's 30 days is up. Okay? Can he collect the Chov on Erev Sukkis of the Shnana Hashminis? Was Shvius Meshamet the Chov or not? Abosai, you're the case? Yeah? What's the Shai? What would you think? So, Chora, the Rashai says, because according to the second Lashon of Yudah Mashmuel, that if you have a Chov of Eser Shanin, so ain't Shvius Meshamta, so because when Shemitah comes, it's not yet at the point of maturation that you can collect the Chov. So that way he goes, and the Chov is still Kayam, and it's not affected by Shemitah. Nu Huadin in the mini Shemitah of Lamed Yom. Right? So now at Shemitah's point of entry into this Chov, it's not a Lo Yigos. So Rashi says, Samach Gemara Zulakan, because it's Nafkamina. To say this is now going to impact the halacha that we just said, according to the Lishna Basra of Yidam Shmuel. So another application of that halacha. That Shvius is not Meshamet a Chov of Eser Shanim, Shvius is not Meshamet a Chov of Lamed Yom if Shemitah is Chal within the Lamed Yom. Now, this is only according to the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Kama, Shvius is Meshamet even a Chov of Eser Shanim. So certainly Meshamet a Chov of Lamed Yom, that's not yet Lamed Yom. Says the Rashash, but if according to my Pshat, it would be a Ksas Sad Lipsak Rabbeinu Tam. What Rabbeinu Tam Paskin? Like Dishna Basra, so very nice. So this is a nice pshat the Rashash suggests. No, would you all agree in Svar that the Rashash is correct according to the Dishna Basra, and which is how we pass in Halacha at Rabbeinu Tam, that Shvius is not Mishamet the Chov of Eser Shanim, because it's not about Yigos. So Lachora, the Rashash's logic is very compelling, right? So the same Halacha that Shvius is not Mishamet the Chov of Eser Shanim, because right now it's not about Yigos. So we have this halacha here of Lamed Yom. It's not collectible. Rabosai, what does the Bach hold? Shita Sabach is? Shvius would be Meshamet. Even though there's a halacha here of you can't be Tovea Kol Lamed Yom, Shvius would be Meshamet. The shayla is, where's the Bach coming from? Okay, so he has a raya, shtickle raya from Mishnah in Shvius there. With the Cheshbin, they made a transaction on we thought it was Rosh Hashanah. It turns out that it was really the last day of Elul, of Shnas HaShemitah, Shanim Uberet, it became a Chodesh Me'ubar, and then says the Mishnah that the Shvius will cancel. No, so what do you see? But if the Chov only began today, it's not even a day old. How can Shvius cancel? The Bach has a Raya, try to be Doche the Raya. We're not going to go into all the details. But what's the Havana of the Bach? Chora, the logic should be like the Rashash assumes. He doesn't even quote the Bach. Interesting. The chora, the logic should be identical to Eser Shan. So the Minchas Chinuch, of course, we deals with all pratim here of Shemitah's Ksafim. Quotes here the Bach, and he quotes the Tumim. Quotes the Tumim quotes the Bach that a chov of Lamed Yom. Shvius is Meshamet, it's not like Alva Mifureshes. Now, what the Bach is doing is differentiating between a Chov that a Kviyas Man, like Eser Shanim or whatever it is, and Shvius is Chal Toch Hazman Shekavu, and the Stam Hava Shloshim Yom. So before we look at the Tumim and what he compares it to a Rambam, let's just think about in terms of the, because the Dvar Avram also discusses this Bach, and he connects it to the Tumim, but just in terms of the Chakira, what is the nature of this halacha of Ad Lamed Yom Yikevi Tovea? The first thing Alabeis here is to understand for the Bach, what approach that we have to be thinking about in this halacha, Umdina or Gzeres HaKasav? Again, the Bach differentiated between Kviyus Man and Stam Nova Shloshim Yom that Yikevi Tovea Ad Lamed. What is, how is he understanding our Gemara? Is it like an Umdina, that it's as if he said Lamed Yom? Because it's understood that's what he meant. That's the das here of this stamava. Or is it halacha of Lamed Yom? Yeah. Obviously, umdina. Halacha. Okay. He meant halacha. Why? Okay. Umdina means it's ki'ilu kavu. So what? How could it be different? It's ki'ilu that will kavu Lamed Yom. So like, how could you say that shvius is going to be mishamet? If I was kavu Lamed Yom mefurish. So Shvius would not be Meshamit because it's Toch HaZman, right? No, if it's Umdina, it's as if I'd be Mefarish. So obviously, even before you go on in the Bach, the first thing is to recognize that the Bach obviously was learning in the approach that we would like from the Rambam and not the way we originally presented that it's based on Umdina, because if it's Umdina, then it should be obvious that Shvius should not be Meshamit. Oh, so now, what exactly does the halacha say? So originally we were thinking, what exactly is happening by Shemitah? If Shemitah cancels the chov completely, and that's why the malv is unable to collect after Shemitah, we couldn't carry that over to Lamed Yom, because it's not canceled. It's not canceled. He's collecting it after Shemitah. It's not mafkia the chov. So then what would it be that carries over? So what did we say? What carries over? An Isser of sorts. Oh, says the Dvar Avram. Oh, so this is where the Bach is coming from. It's not really Shemitah in every respect. But Shemitah, the Torah is Mafkia L'Chov. So then we say, the Torah is not the Mafkia L'Chov, where there is... It's Toch HaZman. It's not collectible. Right now, so Shvi'it is not Chal. But here, it's just an Isser. The Etzem, it's collectible. That never changed. That doesn't carry over from Shemitah. Oh, it's an Isser. Okay. But the Etzem, it is it's just an Isser that the Malveh has, not to be Toveya. But he has his monetary rights, he has to be Toveya. After all, the chov exists. Where does the Torah not mishamit the chov of Toch Lamed? Because there is no ability to collect the chov, and Shvius at the end is going to nafkia completely, and that couldn't be over here. So what do you have over here? You just have an Isser. His words are Simin Lamed Beis in the Dvar Avram. He says, Shmitas Lamed Yom Eino Mafkas Klal Tzchus HaChov VaTviya B'Toch Lamed. The Tzchus Tviya is untouched Toch Lamed. It remains totally in effect. Ela the Isura Bilchud Hu the Rabbits Alei the Gavra Shelo Tovo. His take is, I told you Achronim say this, is Rav Ram, that all you have here is an Isur. I will say, we didn't see this in the Rambam, right? But okay, the Bach could say it, could hold differently. The Bishmita Shoshnas HaSheva Iker Trei Mili. There, there's two things happening. Chada the Aser Litvoa Misha Avra Shmita the Imtava Avar the Aser Velosa Aser Aser Litvoa V'od the Afkata de Malka Hifkia Es HaChov V'nifta HaLov V'Melishalim. In other words, two things are happening by Shemitah. Number one is an Isser, say, Losa say, and Hafkas HaChov. Aber b'shmitas toch lamed yesh lomer she'enu ela b'iser d'negisa. Aber lo nifkas chuschovo t'viyasa toch lamed. The malveh retains his complete ability to be toveya. He compares it to shitas harash. The rush happens to hold that in the beginning of shmita there's a lo yigos, and hafkoa sachov, so to speak, where you require mishamedani and all of those halachas that we saw in Gittin is after shmita is over. But something already took effect in the beginning of Shnasa Shemitah. Some people write the prisbo in the beginning to accommodate the Shita Sarash. In some cases, already go yugos otherwise. Okay. So he says, Toch Lamed is just an Isser. And then he continues with the Tumim. What does the Tumim say? The Tumim of Yonis and Ibishis, or the Tumim says, Choshe Mishpat, that when it comes to Toch Lamed, there's a difference between that of Stam Halva and a Kviya Zman. Namely, what's the halacha if someone is Kviya Zman that the Chov is due at a certain date, and within that time he grabs assets of the Lova for payment? Is it Chal, Fisas Hamalva, or not? If there's a Kviya Zman. So the answer is no. Mefurish in the Rush, in Gittin, end of the first parak. Very last Simon Yud test, the last oath of the Rush at the end of the first paragraph of Gittin, he says, "Kishikoves man leporo b'tochas man." He sends a shliach. He talks about a case to be toface. You can't talk about the notion called toface of bachov, makam toface of bachov, because hamal va'atzmo lo yochol litfos tochas man. It's a davar pashut. If there's toch hazman, tfisas hamalva doesn't work. Says the Tumim. However, the Bach will say, interesting, that it's different when you have a kavazman, where tfisas hamalva doesn't work, and stan milva shoshim yom, where if the malva will be toface, then he'll be able to keep the money. It means that the malva still has a koach agvia. Whereas Kavah Zman, he lost his Koach HaGviah for the duration of this man. And here they compare it to another Rambam. The Rambam quotes his Makkos in the Yerushalmi. This is your head probably for the other week. The Rambam writes in Shemitah B'Yoma Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. So the Rambam writes first, Hamavos Chadir B'Kavah Lo Zman Le'es HaShanim Eino Mishamet, like the second Lashon, as we saw. Abishu Ata Sho'boi De'lo Yigos Harehu Ata En Yachol Lingos. That's the case where he's Kavah Zman Le'es HaShanim. Hisna imo shelo yitva'enu shvius neshametas. Let's say he makes a tenai in the chov, I will not be tovea you. Shvius neshametas. Why? He says I'm not being tovea you. What's it different than the case of kavas man that he can't be noges tochas man? Here he made a tenai, I'm not going to be noges. And yet the other Rambam says shvius is neshamet. Says the kesef mishnah b'shem nari korkus. Nearly tamadavar, I ain't a yachalingos. Afa bishin yachalingos came on shachov muto olav. The chov is muto on the lover to pay. Who chayev lefrod b'chol eis gotzik shadei shaman. The lover has an obligation to pay. Ganim yitfos hamalve mishalove yachalik achol so b'chol. He can take what he seizes. Kari be'lo yigos. The lo dami lukove as man she'en olav shum chiyev toch as man. So what does he see in this Marie Korkus? That it's possible to talk about a situation of where the Malveh has created a constraint on himself through his Tanai, not to collect, but it's not Mufka from Lo Yigos. Because the fact that the Chov exists, and the Loveh has a Chivas Yishamayim, and the Malveh could be Toface, it's still within the framework of Lo Yigos, Shmuz is Meshamet. So too says the Urim V'Tumim, that what? So too the Bach. Toch Lamed of Stam Milveh is different than Kavazman. Kavazman, so right now the Lova doesn't have to pay. There's no obligation for the Lova to pay. The Malveh can't be Toface. He's restrained right now. He has no Koach HaTviyah for the duration of this time till the due date. So the, right now the Malveh's hands are constrained. Therefore, Shvius cannot take effect on the Chov that right now is not subject to Lo Yigos. Says the Bach, however, in the case of Stam Milva Shloshim Yom, it's not that way. There is a Chiyuv on the part of the Lova, even now, the Malva's hands are you could call it constrained, but Tfisa would work. Says the Dvar Avram, what could that mean? That could mean it's an Isser. It's an Isser. Okay, if you don't want to say it that way, you could say somehow it's like the Rambam. It's like somehow it's Davar Chitzoni. It's not the same as a Kfiyas Mat. Again, the first thing to note is from the Bach is it's not Umdina. Umdina, there's no reason to start saying this. You can't say this. It's as if I was Kovas Mat. Bach is a very Mechudish Degashita, obviously. And you have to know, like, you know, is that really so? But the Bach has its values from the Mishnayos there at Shvius. But it comes out at the end of the day, we learn the Sugya, we have to know the Shita Sabach. He holds that Shvius would, in fact, be Mishamed, a Chov Toch Lamed, and the Rashash thought that it's Nag Gemara because it's Dafka to tell me the opposite of the Bach. That's another interesting idea. One more Inyan related to this topic, again, just for ourselves, one more Inyan is the discussion of Toch Zmano. So you have a sugya in Bava Basra, right? Sugya in Bava Basra of whether we can assume that a person could possibly pay Toch Zmano. Kov Zmano Chavero, and the person says Paraiti Toch Hazman. So does he have a nemanus to say Paraiti Toch Hazman? Hoshayla. Amar Resh Lakish, Dafhei in Bava Basra. Hakovea zman lechaveiro v'amalo praticha v'toch zmani. So he tainas paraiti, but his paraiti is accompanied with, he tells you when he said he paid, toch hazman. Eino neman alvai sheyifa bizmano. That's Resh Lakish. So we don't assume that he would pay toch hazman. Person would not pay toch hazman. By the rabbi disagree, Ovid Inish the par begozimne, he might have the money, he figures, okay, I'll pay him now. The Lashon HaGemara, as it begins, is HaKoveh Zman LaChaveiro. So Tosus is Nedaik from the Lashon HaGemara, Omeri, Dafka Koveh Zman, Avo Bestam Alva, Lo Chashiv Le Toch Shloshim Toch Zmano. So this Shita Resh Lakish, that a person is not Pareh Toch Zmano, is only if it's Toch Hazman of a Chob that there was a stipulation, when is it due? But a standard of a Shoshim Yom doesn't have this halacha. It could be a person could pay Toch Shoshim. What's interesting to think about is, again, in light of the various ways to learn our Gemara, what exactly does this suggest about the nature of our halacha? If it's about halacha, Gzeres HaKasuv, probably a lot easier to hear, you know, that what? The etzem, not about an umdina anymore. We don't have to assume that the person wants it to be left. The Torah says, no. So the Torah says, so that already people could pay. Human nature is not necessarily going to conform to that. A little harder to say it the way we added before, that the Torah is saying it based on what's assumed to be the you know, what people would expect. But one could argue that way. The shaila is, if it's an umdina, can it still make sense? No, does it mean it? Umdina, it's ki'ilu kavuzman. But what could you say again in terms of balvash? Maybe when a zman is stipulated, the malva and the loba say this is the day. That's when the loba psychologically says, until that I have the money, I'm not paying till the last minute. Even though here it is an umdina, but it's not spelled out, could be that the psychology is that if it's not spelled out, so. So my sayo, I could pay sooner. Could be that even with an umdina, this is this is also valid, this distinction. It's interesting, at the end of the day, you know, if you say it's a halacha, like the Bach, for example, we said it was a halacha. But what happened to the Gemara says by Mova Bishtar in Lo Avid Inish, the Kasav Shtar, Pachas Mugamid Yom? So is that totally rejected at the end? It's not about any umdin at all? The Dvar Avram entertains a possibility that maybe the Bach would be moda. Interesting. Doesn't have any indication in the Bach that way. That by Milva Bishtar, then Shvius would not be Meshamet. Because Milva Bishtar is based on the umdina, and umdina is Kiyu Kavuzman, and in Mela there would be no Tfisa that would work over there. Was, the whole Torah that we said in the Bach is only by Milva Alper, because there is based on Xeris HaKasa, but Milva Bishtar, we still have the umdina that doesn't get lost. Or then he turns around and says, no, once we have the Gzeiras HaKasuv, so then we erase the Umdana. It's no longer playing a role here anymore. Then it's all based on the Torah. Should we make a Haschala next Gemara a little bit? Let's try. V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, just a little bit to get our feet wet. Yeah? This is, we're getting to all different sugyas here now, that not so much Malka stick. This is a Shabbos Inyan, Melechis Shabbos, and then we have Mikvos. We're getting a tour of Shas. Only on Dav Dawad Amir Aleph and the bottom, we resume Eden Zomim, Kashi Zomim, Losana. Okay, so a little diversion to get exposure to other Inyan. So, why is this here is a question, right? Rashi Re'i addresses it. V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Haposeach Beisat Savar B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. Someone, a lot of pshat in here. Let's go with Rashi. Haposeach beis hatzavar b'shabbos. What does it mean? Rashi says, she'asa peh l'cholok chadash. You have a new beged, and it's completely sealed, and you open it. You open it up by the neck. So you can put your head through. So if he does that on Shabbos, chayiv chatas, that's a melacha. Does it b'shogeg, it's a chayiv chatas. What melacha? Rashi says, she'tikein kli. In other words, what is this? A tolda of what? Which malacha? No, not bone. Makeh bepatish. Mode is separate. Even a bekelet, but makeh bepatish. He's making a beged into a beged. Through this, the beged becomes a dover that's functioning. That's a tolda of makeh bepatish, the third and ninth malacha. So that's a chiv chatas. Why he's mentioning this here? Haydi nakad lahacha, says Rashi. Shem da'am Rav Yehuda le'el mavis chaveru le'eser shanim v'chuli. We had before a statement of Yehuda, and the Osfei Rav Kahana, very top of the Amud, Rav Kahana had a kasha from our Mishnah. Nakat nami lo kula hanachmili d'shmaitin d'amino Rav Yehuda v'Osfei Rav Kahana, which is going to explain the next Gemara too. Rav Yehuda Amarav, there was Yehuda Meshmuel, he's Rav Yehuda Amarav. But it was a kasha of Rav Kahana that was asked, and therefore it's mentioned here. Okay, so what did Rav Kahana ask on this? Maske for Rav Kahana. What is the difference between this and the stopper of a barrel? Megufas chavis. That there we find that you can open it and it's not a melacha, it's mutter. What does Rashi say? You can use a knife to open up the barrel. You're making a Pesach, you're making it functional. So why not say there as well that it should be aser? We'll have to see carefully that Gemara. What does it say there in the context? But that's the kasha Rav Kahana asked. So what did he answer? Rav Yehuda said back, Amalei zeh chibur v'zeh eino chibur. The difference is, this case, it's attached, the case of Beis HaTzavar, and therefore opening it is considered making a Pesach, and making it, that's the Malacha, but there, it's not really a chibur. So therefore, you make an opening, it's a new tikkun, and that's the melacha. Avraham Magufa, the stopper on the barrel, afabishi tocha al piachavis betit, even though it's attached with tit, with this glue, ein zechibur, it's not really attached, v'havale kipsucha v'omedes, it's like it would be opened. Therefore, you didn't make a new opening, you didn't create a new Pesach. So you create a new Pesach, that's the Melacha. You made a Pesach. But here, you didn't make it a Kli because it already was. It just was there, but it wasn't really sealed. Yeah, this is the Gemara. So this, the truth is, if you look carefully at that Gemara, though, you would read Rashi here in the Gemara, you get the impression that where was the hole made over there? In the Megufa, right? This stopper on the top, you opened it, but it really didn't. It was already open. The problem is, this is raised by Tosas over there in Shabbos already. That if you look carefully at the sugya, Kuf Mem Vav, you see that the cutting of the chavis is actually done below the megufa. There's a megufa, which is a stopper on the top, but you're actually cutting through the barrel itself. So you're actually making a new Pesach where you're making it. You're not making it in the megufa. So how could he say zechibur zein chibur? However, where you're opening it, it is totally mechubur. So there's arichas and tosis there in where's this gemara again in Shabbos earlier? mem ches. Yeah, on Tamid Beis. The Tosfos says, if you look at that sugya kuf mem vav, you have the Mishnah there that says a person can break through a chavis to get the figs inside of it. That's for the sake of eating it. You're not considered you're making a Pesach, and you're allowed to do that. As long as you're not miskaven lasas kli, there's a way you have to know how to do it. Then it says in that Mishnah, interesting, and this is what Tosfos says, maybe what our Gemara is really referring to, a nokfin megufa shel chavis de Rabbi Yehuda b'cham matirin. Now it's talking about making a hole in the megufa. That's in the Mishnah. But Rashi didn't learn that Rav Kana's kasha was from that. Then you have in the Gemara, this following shai was after Rav Sheshes. Mahu lemivras chavita b'burtia b'shabata. Rashi says it means you take a spear and you make a hole in the side of the barrel. What's the shail of the Gemara? Can you do that? Lepischa kamachavin v'asir. Is it considered to be that you're making a Pesach? That's what you're doing. We take the spear through the side of the barrel. Odima le'ayin yafe kamachavin v'shari. Or maybe you're just trying to create that it should flow, the wine should flow easily. You're trying to just open it up. You're not really making a real Pesach. You do the harchid motza hayayin b'neked gadol. You want to make a bigger hole so the wine can come out, because you see, it didn't make a perfect type of a hole with a nice round hole. It's just to get the wine to come out easier. That was the shayla. So amalei, so Rav Sheshes says, l'pischa kamachavein v'aser. No, we see this as a malacha. Your intention is viewed as l'pischa kamachavein. Meisvei, so now here comes the case that Rashi quoted in Agamar. Meisvei, so they ask the question of Sheshes. Shem Gamla Omer, mevi adam chavis shel yayin umatiz rosha v'sayif. You could take a barrel of wine and you could chop off the top with a saw. So you see what? You see it's mutter. So the Gemara says, hasa vadira ein yafika machavin hacha. In Isa, the line Yafka Machavin Lepsuche Miftach. Then you should just take the top off. So it must be that you want to make a Pesach. But over there, Shemarcha Pila Matamim Gufasa, Matas is Rosha, that's for sure, La'ayin Yafka Machavin. So Tosfos on Mem Amem Ches, you'll take a look at it, you'll see Tosfos has the Kashas on Rashi. L'chor, the simple answer is, the Ritva here points out, L'chor, the simple answer is Inachanami. The case is a case where you're making the hole below the stopper. But the Gemara can still give the teretz that it does. If the stopper is not a chibur, then you're not making a new Pesach. You have a Pesach already. So it doesn't matter that you're cutting it below the stopper. That's what the Ritva writes over here. If you have a real Pesach, because it's not a real chibur on top, then you can already go below as well. The Yesh Gitaritz Pirish Rashi says the Ritva, the Hadim Gitaritz Zeh Chibur Zeh Eino Chibur Hachikamar, She Zeh Shal Beis HaTzavar, She Ein B'chol HaBeged, Shum Pesach Acher Elo Zeh, the only Pesach is what you're making right now, when you open the top, Chibur Gamahu V'chayim Mishum Gemar Melacha, Demaka B'Patish, V'zeh Shal Chavis, Eino Chashav Chibur, on the top, V'chayim Mishum Maka B'Patish, the Kevan, She Yesh La Pesach Acher, the Hatazah is below, granted. But if you have already on top a Pesach, then it's not called a Gemar Melacha because you have a Pesach already. Zuchur, the simple way to answer the Kash of Tosfos. L'maisa, we'll see you ready next year. Tosfos has a new pshat in Shabbos, and then there's a pshat that they bring here. There's a lot of different pshat, I don't know how many we'll do, just the other pshatim, what this case is. And then the other inyan to talk about is what you see in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this halacha down in the context of malacha of Korea. So now this brings up the question, Chorus and then malacha of Korea. So what's pshat in Rashi? Why didn't Rashi mention that? Rashi talks about Pesach. So why wouldn't it be Korea? But moreover, the Ram says Korea, so how do you read this Gemara? The Gemara's kasha is ma bein zeh u'megufas chavis. What kind of kasha is that? Poseach Beis HaTzavar is Melachas Koreah. And over there, it's not. So you don't have Koreah by a Chavis. Chavis, Koreah is with something soft, by Beged. But you wouldn't have to. What's the Kasha of the Gemara? But Lamaisa, separate from that, what is the nature of Koreah? If you look over at the nature of Melachas Koreah, why couldn't Rashi say this? And the Ritva says something, but the Kesef Mishnah quotes it better than we have in our Ritva. So maybe look at the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. What would be the nature of why Rashi doesn't say Koreah? Rashi only talks about Pesach, Makat, Patish, and so on.